This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Indonesia's transportation ministry says Sriwijaya Air lost contact with one of its passenger planes shortly after takeoff from Jakarta on Saturday. Flight SJ-182 was bound for the island of Borneo. More than 50 people were on board the plane, according to officials. Flight Radar 24, the flight tracking service, said the Boeing 737 lost more than 10,000 feet of altitude in less than 1 minute, about 4 minutes after departure from Jakarta. The missing plane is currently under investigation and under coordination with the National Search and Rescue Agency and the National Transportation Safety Committee, a government spokesman said. 10 babies died Saturday in a maternity ward fire in western India. 7 babies were, however, rescued from the blaze at the Bhandara District Hospital in the state of Maharashtra. Agence France-Presse reports that the age range of the dead children was between a few days and 3 months old. Prime Minister Narendra Modi posted on Twitter that the incident is a heart-wrenching tragedy. Foreign companies will not be allowed to test COVID-19 vaccines on the Iranian people, President Hassan Rouhani said on Saturday, a day after Iran's supreme leader banned vaccine imports from the United States and Britain. Rouhani said in televised remarks, quote, "Foreign companies wanted to give us vaccines so they would be tested on the Iranian people, but the health ministry prevented it." He did not name the companies or give further details. And buildings shook briefly in Taipei on Saturday as a deep 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck off the northeastern coast of Taiwan, but there were no reports of damage. This is VOA News, and here are some of the headlines involving the global coronavirus crisis. Chinese authorities halted public transport in a provincial capital near Beijing on Saturday in an effort to stamp out a new cluster of coronavirus infections. A capital of Hubei province, which surrounds Beijing, suspended service on the city's subway, then extended the ban to all public transport, including taxis. The province entered a wartime mode this week to battle the infections. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said on Saturday the nation would continue to export medicines, including vaccines, as companies have ramped up production. The country with the highest number of infections in the world is India, coming after the United States, and it's developing 2 indigenous COVID-19 vaccines. Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine will arrive in France on Monday, the French prime minister said, as the country steps up its vaccination drive following a sluggish start. And in the United States, President-elect Joe Biden may speed up distribution of COVID-19 vaccines to U.S. states, a spokesman is saying, in an effort to jumpstart the slow rollout of inoculations that have made little impact on the pandemic 1 week into the new year. Such a move by Biden when he takes office on January 20th would be a departure from a Trump administration strategy to stockpile enough doses to ensure that required second doses of the vaccine are available. And in Southern California, that state is so overwhelmed with coronavirus cases that patients are backed up trying to get into hospitals and corpses are getting stuck in another logjam once they leave. Google has suspended the social network Parlay because it has not removed what the company calls egregious content. Parlay calls itself an unbiased free speech social network. It's popular with people banned from Twitter. U.S. President Donald Trump has been banned permanently from Twitter following his supporters ransacking the U.S. Capitol in a siege in which several people died. Google says Parlay has not removed posts which could incite violence. Apple has also warned Parlay it will remove it from its app store if it doesn't temper its content. On Parlay, the app's chief executive said, quote, "We won't cave to politically motivated companies and those authoritarians who hate free speech." Parlay was launched in 2018 and became popular among Trump supporters and other conservatives, including Fox News host Sean Hannity and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Conservatives have frequently criticized Twitter and Facebook for censoring their speech. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.